It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Tomorrow, Bud Walton Arena. It's time to see if the Arkansas Razorback basketball team can bounce back. Got number 10 Florida coming in, and that's going to be on ESPN2 at 12 o'clock. What do you guys think?
I think Arkansas wins.
Man, last year, Joe, that Arkansas-Florida game, if you remember, I didn't see a way that Arkansas would win because I think they had lost a road game to an A&M where they should win, that you would think. And sure enough, I think that might have been their best game all year. Last year was that home game against Florida. I mean, they just totally dominated that game. You're going to find out about the character of this team if they can bounce back or if they hang their heads down, especially at home. I think it'd be a good game. It's just I couldn't pick Arkansas.
Arkansas, Florida was ranked number 2 last year when they came in. Arkansas won it 80-69.
And it was never
that close.
Yeah.
And then I guess you could say that's the lead in to the NFL playoffs. You have the New Orleans Saints taking on the Seattle Seahawks, and that's going to be 3:30 on Fox. And then later that night, you have the Indianapolis Colts and New England Patriots. That's 7:15 on CBS.
Great weekend.
Yeah.
Football. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. I mean, it was last weekend was great, and this weekend continues to be some great matchups. And the good thing about this is a lot of times in the playoffs we'll get some rematches from the season, and we'll see where these teams are now as to where they were during the regular season. My pick, it's actually the two games on Sunday. Start with San Francisco 49ers, Carolina Panthers. That's 12 on Fox. You have two of the better up-and-coming young quarterbacks in that game and two great defenses, mirror images on both sides of the ball. Carolina's at home. They went out to San Fran, won the earlier matchup, and we'll see if how much San Fran has improved by getting some of the injured players back in the mix. And then San Diego taking on Denver, CBS, that'll be at 3:30. This could be Peyton's defining moment, because we know about his lack of success in the playoffs as far as in the first game. And then you got another veteran quarterback on the other side with Phillip Rivers and a team that's not playing scared. They're playing really loose right
Nothing
now.
To lose.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the worst matchups that Peyton could have, really.
And a division rival on top of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.